He could not make out, even now, how the Rosen Association had managed to snare him, and so easily. Experts, he realized. A mammoth corporation like this, it embodies too much experience. It possesses, in fact, a sort of group mind. And Eldon and Rachel Rosen consisted of spokesmen for that corporate entity. His mistake, evidently, had been in viewing them as individuals.
"Your superior, Mr. Bryant," Eldon Rosen said, "will have difficulty understanding how you happened to let us void your testing apparatus before the test began."
He pointed toward the ceiling, and Rick saw the camera lens. His massive error in dealing with the Rosens had been recorded.
"I think the right thing for all of us to do," Eldon said, "is sit down and..."
He gestured affably.
"We can work out something, Mr. Deckard. There's no need for anxiety. The Nexus 6 variety of Android is a fact. We here at the Rosen Association recognize it, and I think now you do, too."
Rachel, leaning toward Rick, said, "How would you like to own an owl?"
"I doubt I'll ever own an owl."
But he knew what she meant. He understood the business the Rosen Association wanted to transact. Tension of a kind he had never felt before manifested itself inside him. It exploded, leisurely, in every part of his body. He felt the tension, the consciousness of what was happening, take over completely.
"But an owl," Eldon Rosen said, "is the thing you want."
He glanced at his niece inquiringly.
"I don't think he has any idea." "Of course he does," Rachel contradicted. "He knows exactly where this is heading. Don't you, Mr. Deckard?"
Again she leaned toward him, and this time closer. He could smell a mild perfume about her, almost a warmth.
"You're practically there, Mr. Deckard. You practically have your owl."
To Eldon Rosen, she said,
"He's a bounty hunter, remember? So he lives off the bounty he makes, not his salary. Isn't that so, Mr. Deckard?"
He nodded.
"How many androids escaped this time?" Rachel inquired.
"Presently," he said, 8. "Originally. 2 have already been retired by someone else, not me."
"You get how much for each android?" Rachel asked.
Shrugging, he said, "It varies." Rachel said,
"If you have no test you can administer, then there is no way you can identify an android. And if there's no way you can identify an android, there's no way you can collect your bounty. So if the Voight Kampff scale has to be abandoned..."
"A new scale," Rick said, "will replace it. This has happened before.